The Right to Infect. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. I like my mask. When I put it on, it reminds me of the last meal I ate, which is good because that tells me I still have my sense of smell. But a lot of people don't like masks and especially don't like being ordered to wear them. They believe that in America, you have the right to infect. This week in Michigan, a security guard was shot and killed trying to enforce a mask rule. So, no surprise, when Costco announced shoppers would have to wear masks, Twitter lit up with members vowing never to shop there again. One anti-masker was quoted as saying, "If it's my time, it's my time." Which sounds courageous. Except, the mask isn't to protect you, it's to keep you from infecting me. When there's a highly contagious disease going around, not wearing one in a closed space is a little like licking doorknobs, which never struck me as particularly courageous. But let's not fight about this, too. To the people refusing to shop at Costco because of the mandatory mask policy, I simply want to say thank you and keep it up. By voluntarily not shopping there, you are protecting us more effectively than a mask ever could. Maybe Costco could reach a compromise where they make you wear a mask, but you get to expose some other body part. Perhaps they could make pants optional. I'd rather be mooned than infected. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.